How easy all this was. The company insisted on lead coffins. Now and then, an employee died in a radiation accident on some far planet, and after some messy experiences such as coffins falling apart in transshipment or creating minor accidents with radiation, the company, 50 or 60,000 years ago, had laid down exact rules. Lead was a glut on the market on Cyclo. They had lots of that. They also had plenty of iron and copper and chrome. What were scarce were gold, bauxite, molybdenum, and several other metals. And what was absent, thank the evil gods, was uranium and all its family of ores. So the coffins were always made of lead, stiffened up with an alloy or two, such as bismuth. He only had to make lids. There were stacks and stacks of coffins in the morgue. One of the reasons he had to be secretive was that it would look a bit silly for him to be making more coffins and bringing them in. Presently, he had 9 lid molds full. It was a bit tricky on the 10th. The cauldron was down to the bottom, and a residue of rock was mixed in the dregs. He had to be rather speedy with all this, as it had to be done before dawn. He speed-chilled the dregs and dumped in a demijohn of acid to dissolve the rock and sediment left. Then he speed-warmed it again. The clouds of boiling acid looked good to him. He was in a breathe mask, so who cared? He spooned the dissolved dregs out and reheated the gold. By scraping very carefully, he was able to get the last lid fairly full. He made up the weight with a bit of melted lead. While the lid molds cooled, he cleaned up the cauldron and ladle and made sure there were no splatters on the floor. The lids weren't cooling fast enough, and he put a portable fan to them. He gingerly tapped one. Good. With care, he tapped the lids out of the molds and laid them on a bench. He got out a molecular spray and fed a lead bismuth rod into it, and began to paint the gold with a lead bismuth covering. About 7 lead bismuth rods later, he had 10 lead-like coffin lids. He took off his mittens and gathered up the marking equipment that usually stayed in the morgue. He pulled a list from his pocket. With great neatness, he marked 10 names, company worker serial numbers, and dates of death on the lids. It had taken some trouble getting 10 bodies. There were the 3 sentries blown up by the exploding gun. There was Numph. There was Jayed, blast him. But a mine safety program being run over in medical had kept casualties down from normal, and there had been only 3 mine deaths since the last semi-annual firing. This left Turl 2 bodies short.